Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Transmission. You're about to get tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
For 2 years, I've started the show with air raid sirens. I've been on air 29 years, never did that. Because I told you war's coming in. Middle East war's coming in Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia. War's coming in Asia. These are the times of world war. World War III has already begun. There are powerful multinational financial forces who are openly funding and manipulating all of this. They're not in control of all the groups, but they are setting the stage, setting the components, the atmosphere for what you're witnessing. Hundreds, probably thousands of dead Israelis, probably thousands of dead Palestinians. They say hundreds of dead on each side, thousands wounded. They're saying hundreds, at least, Israeli captives held hostage, taken back to the Gaza Strip by Hamas. But as I told you yesterday, as it was unfolding in the emergency Saturday broadcast, Hezbollah is behind it. And now Hamas has said that Iran was the main backer and basically directed the attacks. Wall Street Journal, Hamas says attacks on Israel were backed by Iran. Hamas spokesperson says Iran gave the main support for surprise attack on Israel. Israel blames Iran for Hamas attack. That's the Jerusalem Post, the Atlantic, a message from Iran. The Israeli-Hamas war, no matter who loses, Iran wins. Okay, let's not be emotional about this. It's terrible to see the men and women and children being slaughtered. It's terrible to see civilian casualties. And I unequivocally repudiate what Hamas and Hezbollah have done. That said, we're not children here. People don't tune in here to get a bunch of bull. You tune in to get the real skinny. Now, as soon as this happened, I already knew the main players. When I woke up at 5 a.m. yesterday and began reporting on this, we're now just a day into this, giant, unprecedented, second largest sneak attack on Israel in 70-plus year history. But I made a lot of phone calls to people that have worked for the CIA, for the Department of Defense, and others, including some that work in this building, and they agreed with me. Actually, I asked their opinion, and they told me their opinion before I even went on air, that this was Iran mainly behind it, and a lot of other key points. Now, there are scores of former Israeli intelligence agency individuals who were in Shin Bet, Mossad, Israeli military intelligence, who've gone public saying there's no way Israel had this big an intelligence failure. Tens of thousands of Hamas, Hezbollah-backed troops going in. Now more than 7,000 missiles fired in 24 hours. Armored vehicles, trucks, motorcycles going in, bulldozers. And hours and hours and hours before any main Israeli forces were moved into the area to block it. When they know the main threat comes out of the Gaza Strip. They knew there was massive movement. They knew there was huge preparation. They have spies embedded throughout that area of the Middle East and throughout areas that they don't hold, what the Palestinians call occupied Palestine. So the first big takeaway is you can bet your bottom dollar there was an Israeli stand down. And whereas we're sad for those that were killed, and we repudiate what Hamas has done, it's really disgusting, we're not going to sit here and be idiots. Israel's leadership stood down and took this attack. because now Netanyahu will get his dictatorship. That's just the facts. Now, there's a lot of other big pieces we'll break down on the other side.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, if people want to be emotional and you want to be shallow and you want to be ill-informed, this is not going to be the broadcast for you. It is Sunday, October 8th, 2023. We are live from the Austin, Texas studios. We'll be here for 4 hours broadcasting worldwide tonight. Hope you share the links to everybody you know and those you don't know, your email list, text messages, and every other way you can. That's how we punch through the globalist censorship, Berlin Wall, electronic Berlin Wall. I mean, let me just give you the summation up front of what's going on. For sure, undoubted, absolute fact. Can't argue with it. It's overwhelming. And then I'm going to drill through all the evidence. I tend to go through all the evidence. That takes hours and then give me the answer at the end. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm sure a lot of you are going to agree with you, agree with me. Some of you are not going to agree, but here's the facts. Here's the reality. This is disgusting tribal religious war. War is horrible. I repudiate what Hamas, run by Hezbollah, has done, and Israel is going to flatten the Gaza Strip, and Israel is going nowhere with thousands of nuclear weapons. And our hearts go out, I know mine do, and the crews do, to the men, women, and children that have been killed needlessly, senselessly, have been taken into captivity. That said, I don't like some of the indiscriminate bombing that's also been disgusting that we've seen by Israel against the Gaza Strip. But this is sectarian war going on for 70-plus years and thousands of years ago before that. The Jews have kicked the Greeks out, the Romans out, everybody else out for 3,000 years from that area. They've lived in peace many times with the Arabs. That's good, but that's not what's going on. That's the historic reality. Now, let's pull back from this. Here's the facts. And there are countless former Mossad, Shin Bet, Army intelligence, you name it, individuals, journalists in their new incarnation or saying there's no way that the Mossad and the Shin Bet, the internal security force of the Israelis, who have literally tens of thousands of spies in the Gaza Strip, there's over 2.5 million people, did not know there was an attack coming now with 7,000 missiles. Now they're saying 20,000 men and women, trucks, motorcycles, hang gliders, light aircraft, drones being prepared to launch. I mean, the United States knew months before Russia was building up troops about to go into Ukraine a year and a half ago, and the Pentagon was accurate. They said, we believe they're about to invade. I saw the buildup months before in October, 3 months before, and I said, 4 months before, and I said, I believe they'll invade by the end of February, because that's when they have a month left before it unfreezes and the tanks can't go through all the mud. And they invaded on October 24th. 2022. So it's easy to call all this. So here's the bottom line, and it's not about demonizing the Israeli government. It's not about demonizing Benjamin Netanyahu, though he's very unpopular and as he's setting up the judicial reform that's very police state-ish, just like we see happening here. But it's just a fact, okay? And so you ask, how was he elected the leader of Israel? Same way Justin Trudeau is. It's a parliamentary system, so you can get 30% of the vote, and roughly, depending on the parliamentary setup, and still be the president or prime minister. So that's what's going on. So, yes, this does help Benjamin Netanyahu cement power, expand power, unify the government behind him. I'm not saying he's behind the attack. I'm not saying he's a villain in this. I'm saying these are the pieces I'm about to lay out before I give you the bottom line. And there's no debating this bottom line. Well, the phone's up. The second hour, we'll do it tomorrow as well. But, I mean, anybody that's informed can't really disagree with this. There was a intelligence, military, police stand down. This was not a failure. 9/11 was not a failure. That was a massive stand down, and that came out in congressional reports, even though it was a whitewash. So there's your big piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Now you add on to it. What happened a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago? A instant withdrawal from a snap withdrawal from Afghanistan, disregarding Trump and the Pentagon's plan to phase out over a year. They pull out in 1 week, and the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, / ISIS got over $7 billion in modern weapons, anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-aircraft batteries, millions of M4s, you know, modern M16s, millions of other munitions, grenades, mines. I mean, why would you do that? They could have flown it all out. You notice the Israelis, we have the videos, I sent them to you, pulling out F-16s out of air bases that are about to be overrun, pulling back their tanks till they get more forces there. The Israelis didn't hand this over as much as they could stand. Some stuff got overrun. Some stuff got taken. So we have $7 billion. $7 billion of high-tech equipment left in Afghanistan. And now Al-Qaeda, Taliban says they're going to get safe patches through Iraq to go into Israel and now attack Israel from its eastern flank. I've got that in the Associated Press. And I don't just believe AP. I went and checked. This is being announced by the Arab News and the Persian News out of Iran. So Israel stands down. You have $7 billion at least in high-tech weapons handed over to the jihadis. And then it gets worse. We have all the different videos, and we'll show you one of these right now. There's dozens of these, and it's hitting the news now, of the jihadis and Hezbollah-funded Hamas, with American and Western-made M4s and other U.S. government-issued standard sidearms. And there's footage of just piles of thousands of these weapons, including saws, medium machine guns, heavy machine guns, being handed out in the second wave of the invasion by Hamas, again funded by Hezbollah, the Iranians. And now we have Hamas and Hezbollah bragging that they bought on the black market, not just the machine guns, not just the rocket launchers, not just the hand grenades, but drones and anti-tank missiles and anti-aircraft missiles on the black market out of Ukraine. And you can say, well, I don't believe Hezbollah or Hamas. Okay, well, why did Biden give $7-plus billion of high-tech equipment, many helicopters, jets, you name it, to the Taliban? Because if you can't evacuate, you know what the standard thing is. If you're given an order, pull out in 1 week, and they could have gotten those aircraft and things out. But if you can't, what do? You blow it up. You sabotage it. You burn it to the ground. Your base is being overrun. You got to evacuate. You destroy the heavy equipment, and you burn the files. You smash the computers. You burn it. At least $7 billion, and that's on the low end. Some estimates are $20 billion or more. So we have Ukraine supplying weapons via that black hole. You have Afghanistan via what Biden did, supplying the weapons, and then it gets worse. You have the Israelis stand down, and then it gets worse. What's the cherry on top? There's a lot of little nuts and things and whipped cream we're going to add here. What is it? Who gave Iran last month $6 billion of their frozen assets? And then the Ayatollah told Lester Holt, I have the clip. Oh, we didn't say we'd use this for humanitarian. We'll use this for whatever we want. So Biden gives them $6 billion a month ago. Biden gives them $7 billion in weapons. A bunch of weapons come out of Ukraine, U.S. NATO weapons. Israel stands down. Want me to keep going here for you? So then you say, well, who's behind it? Well, all of the defense agencies, all the bureaucracies, whether it's the Pentagon or whether it's NATO or whether it's Israel or whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's Hamas, all of these groups are going to get more funding, more control out of the conflict. The leadership of all these countries is the same, basically. They don't care if a bunch of people get killed because...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And as soon as I saw this, I said, it'll be Hezbollah. And it was Hezbollah. Hezbollah trained them. They gave them the money. And then when the $6 billion came in, how many people can you give $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 to? That's usually on the high end. 100 grand, most people will blow themselves up in the Middle East. You do it for your family. You'll blow yourself up, they got 100 grand. But they videotape it while they do it. They get even more if it gets a lot of attention. Sometimes suicide bombers get $5, $10 million if they're a big cause celeb. They're rock stars in the Muslim world, whether you're in India, whether you're in Malaysia, whether you're in Iraq, whether you're in Syria, whether you're in the Gaza Strip, whether you're in the Golan Heights, wherever you're at, you blow yourself up killing infidels, particularly Jews, you get big money. So here's $6 billion, and a month later, they've now got the suicide money. Guys, do the math. Let's say conservatively 10,000 suicide soldiers on suicide missions attacked. Or now say it's 20,000. How many times does 10,000 divide into, let's say they gave half the money for suicide squads, the other half for weapons, or they helped them replenish the money they'd already spent? Let me see. How many times does 10,000 divide into 6 billion? How many times does 10,000 divide into 6 billion or 5 point whatever, almost 6 billion? A lot. So what you saw is the money gets paid. It goes in the account. You usually get it after, but I bet they got paid before. They're living in the worst squalor, in the worst. They said the Gaza Strip is the worst place in the world. And then, boom, here comes the suicide army. So you want me to keep giving you the knowledge? And I'm not bragging here. It's very frustrating. No other show is going to have this depth, this understanding of every perspective. I just instinctively tell the truth right away. I didn't do all this background yesterday. I said Hezbollah and Iran's behind this through Hamas. And people are like, well, Jones, it's actually, they say it's Hamas. Yeah, the media says. So if you pay 10,000 men and women, mainly men, how much did I say divided into what? Just turn your mic on. All right, so 6 billion divided by 10,000. Because I got to wear my glasses. My eyes used to be perfect, 2015 vision. Now they're not that good, so I can't read the screen over there. So, yeah, if you divide 10,000 people out of 6 billion, they got $600,000 apiece. How much should I say the high end is, on the high average is for them? 500,000 for a suicide bomber. You can look it up. A suicide mission. This was a suicide mission. What'd they come up with? 600,000. But let's say they only spent half of it on the suicide payments. So that's $300,000. In fact, I bet it comes out that those suicide soldiers, mark your words, were paid $300,000 apiece. See, that's real intelligence, not having some CIA credential or Mossad credential, but studying constantly, knowing world history, tracking what's going on, understanding. They admit they pay these people big money to do it. It came out of Iran. And so some people that hate Israel are going to say, why are you being pro-Iran? Stating the facts that Israel clearly stood down, stating the facts that Iran is involved. I'm not with the Israelis. I'm not with the Iranians. I'm not with any of these groups. I'm with the truth. Because only understanding how this works, only understanding how this goes on, only understanding how these manipulations take place is going to let us transcend this idiocy. The Pentagon's going to get record funding. The domestic police state for the American people is going to get expanded. Europe's going to expand its tyranny. The weapon manufacturers make more money. Iran's going to look more powerful. It's going to get more control in the area. The Hamas leadership's going to get more funding and power. Their people are going to get killed. They don't care. Their mothers will take $100,000 for their son to go blow themselves up. Some do it for nothing. On average, a few hundred thousand dollars. Now you know where that $6 million went. Buying the weapons that our government let them get in Afghanistan and in Ukraine. Those are facts, 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 facts. Those are reality points. So, it's not as easy as just saying Israelis good, Hamas bad, or Hamas good, Israelis bad. It's not, see, that's easy and mindless, isn't it? And you can see the dead Israelis, and they don't deserve to die, and they kidnap women and children. It's terrible. But let's pull back and ask, who at the highest levels allowed all these weapons and all this money to be transferred? We know Joe Biden, meaning Barack Obama and the globalists. And then you tune into MSNBC and CNN. They are attacking Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he is getting powerful out of this, and even telling the truth that he stood down. This is internal fighting of these globalist groups. And then you've got them saying, oh, Hezbollah and Hamas really had a reason to do this. You've got to, I've got the videos. You want to see them? MSNBC reporter criticizes Israel, claims Hamas attacks deserve context. Liberals all over the U.S. praising and celebrating what Hamas has done via Hezbollah's funding. And then it gets worse. We've had tens of millions come in the last 2.5 years under O'Biden. And they reported thousands a day from Middle Eastern countries, almost all military-aged men. The Iranians are serious business, and they do have sleeper cells right in the town where I live. And they've got them in your city and your town, too. And they're ready to blow up the power stations. They're ready to attack the police stations. They're ready to attack the synagogues. They're ready to poison the water supplies. They're ready to kill you. And then when they attack, Biden won't get in trouble, or whoever they put in. It'll be, oh, we got to take all your liberties. Oh, intelligence failure. We're sorry. And I think you'll be so upset because Hezbollah attacks a bunch of U.S. cities. Or they'll do it through a cutout group, so they'll get the blame. And then that'll give the globalists even more power, just like Benjamin Netanyahu did. So I'm talking about the end result of what this does, no matter what, quote, team you're on. I'm on team reality. I'm on team don't be a chump. I'm on a team million-foot view. But I can also zoom in to one-inch view, point-blank range. So we're going to lay all this out today and where it's going, but then there's the other big takeaway. Going back 20, 30 years ago, the Israeli government really started accelerating the arming of their citizens everywhere. But more and more, they brought in people out of Europe and other areas that don't want guns. And so it's reported that less than a third of the households had weapons. If you're living right up against 2.5 million people want to kill your ass and there's a fence blocking them, you are insane if you don't live in a house with foot-thick walls and if you don't have every damn weapon you can get your hands on. Like, you attack us here at this office, we got armed people here that are trained security guards, and almost all of us are carrying a gun. So you might get some of us, but we're going to get you too. You're not going to be dragging us out by our hair while off some torture camp. So that's the lesson here too, is that these jihadis target groups that they know are disarmed, are not heavily armed. So this is serious. We'll talk about what comes after all this next. Because you tune in for tomorrow's news today, don't you? We'll talk about it all here today. Then on this one subject, it's a huge subject, we'll open the phones up in the second hour tonight. I'm Alex Jones. The coordinates of freedom is Infowars.com and Band.Video.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The biggest banks, the biggest investment firms in the world are cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food and water. And they're funding wars and conflicts at a level never before seen in the history of civilization. They're building an angrier world that Klaus Schwab, the WEF, talked about. So I'm pulling back and looking at the big picture here. What comes next, not just in Israel, but around the world, what does this signify? Why did Jack Posobiec did a great job in the last 6 months predicting all this? So did a lot of other people like Mike Cernovich and myself. Because you can see what's going on. The Pentagon didn't give $7 billion of weapons to the Taliban / Al-Qaeda for no reason. They don't give them billions a month still for no reason. They didn't allow all these weapons out of Ukraine for no reason. Israel didn't stand down for no reason. Biden didn't give $6 billion to Iran for no reason. The border's not wide open in the U.S. for no reason. In the Texas sector, thousands of Muslims, thousands of Middle Easterners, sometimes a week being caught. That's in the local news. Military-age men. Real sleeper cells. Real Hezbollah. This is Hezbollah. Hezbollah. Hezbollah's behind this. Hezbollah was given $6 million by Joe Biden last month. Hezbollah. The Iranian special ops. They're plainclothes sleeper cells. They're infiltrators. And when they attack us, and they will, that's the deal the left has with them, Iran will get a few of its cities hit, but we'll have all our rights taken. And the mullahs will be put more firmly in power because of the conflict with the West. There's sick backroom deals going on. And Donald Trump warned of it a month ago, saying this $6 billion will be used for suicide bombers to fund them. And you just saw a giant suicide army slam into southern Israel, central Israel, and now they're attacking from the north. So all the fools that want to blow up Israel and think it's all just a simple one-dimensional thing, we're all walking into Armageddon here. And whether you're a Palestinian or whether you're an Israeli or whether you're a Ukrainian or a Russian or American or Taiwanese or Chinese, it hurts the people, but it helps the new world order for their global destabilization to bring in their planetary rule, their one world currencies, their total police state controls. Did our government get in trouble for allowing 9/11 to happen, bare minimum? No, they got incredible power and funding. And now they admit Homeland Security is for Trump supporters and Christians and Catholics and conservatives. And they're getting ready to do it again. And they just did it in Israel. So the people of Israel need to march and demonstrate and need to demand to know who stood down. And they need to have the whistleblowers go public and expose it because they're already starting to go public. You had an army preparing all these equipment, all these weapons, all these missiles, running around like army ants everywhere. They had their satellites. They had their data collection. They had their surveillance. They had their on-the-ground spies. And now you've got Hezbollah and Hamas demonstrators in Florida and New York and California celebrating in the streets. Because they got the green light from Biden to do this. The globalists want a worldwide crisis. Here's John Bowne's latest report. Just went live at band.video. It's also on Infowars.com. You need to share it. Biden's Iranian handout threatens national security. Think so? Here it is.
A beast in the Middle East has been unleashed as a spokesperson for Hamas declared that Operation Al-Aqsa Flood had begun and that they had decided to, quote, put an end to all the crimes of the occupation of Israel. Their time for rampaging without being held accountable is over. 5,000 rockets were then fired in a first strike within 20 minutes, landing as far as Jerusalem, as Hamas soldiers flooded into Israel, taking hostages and murdering civilians as they went door to door.
As we speak, Palestinian gunmen are inside Israeli cities and towns, something we have never before seen on this scale, and they are fighting running gun battles against Israeli ground forces. Hamas, the major Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza, says they have taken Israelis hostage and they have taken them back inside of Gaza.
Deep state military industrial complex puppet administration's quest to start wars all over the world has hit a new milestone.
As far as intelligence is concerned, you know, certainly the CIA and other intelligence services around the globe are going to be providing the Israelis whatever information they might be able to uncover. About external support, whether or not Iran was actually involved in this, as well as any indications about where these hostages may be held or what's going on there.
In a move to outdo the criminal neglect waged on our military and the foreign policy nightmare that launched Joe Biden's presidency in Afghanistan and to unravel President Trump's historic Abraham Accords that brought peace to the Middle East, Joe Biden's Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, authorized the inevitable massacre in Israel.
Israel. On the anniversary of 9/11, the Biden White House just struck a deal with Iran to do a prisoner swap and release $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds. They're going to swap 5 U.S. prisoners for 5 Iranian prisoners. Your reaction to this breaking news?
Remember Biden, Obama, the $1.2 billion in cash we sent to Iran in cash. And what did it get us? They didn't change their policy. And now we're sending even more money. And remember, this is a nation that has done recent maritime operations in the Persian Gulf with Russia, with China, and now Iran. Their attitude hasn't changed. Their conduct hasn't changed. This is outrageous. This has got to stop. This administration is nuts.
The one thing I'll say, having formerly been the hostage negotiator for the United States, I'm glad to see those Americans getting home to their families, and God bless them. It's not their fault that the Biden administration cut such a bad deal and couldn't negotiate their way out of a paper bag with the Iranians. But giving the Iranians $6 billion to then invest that in their nuclear program, their ballistic missile program, and their terrorist proxies, whether it's Khatib Hezbollah in Iraq or Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza or the Houthis in Yemen, is a bad idea.
Meanwhile, as the American border is overrun, we've known for over a decade that the Lebanese Hezbollah network, an arm of Iranian terror, has positioned itself in Mexico with a massive arms stockpile.
It was 2002 when a trial here at the federal courthouse revealed there was a cell of Hezbollah terrorists operating in Charlotte. It was shocking then, even more surprising now. The terrorism officials say Hezbollah is still here.
Are you currently investigating Hezbollah cells in North Carolina?
Yes.
At this very moment, establishing cells within the United States in lockstep with their Mexican cartel allies.
This is Mark. He grew up in South Austin. Normal suburbia, he calls it. Went to college, waited tables, and in his 20s, he ran drugs for one of the oldest, largest, most profitable drug cartels in Mexico. A dangerous occupation that earned him a salary of $10,000 a week.
How does a Mexican drug cartel blend in Austin?
I mean, do I look like what they look like?
Meanwhile, Iran's parliament chants, "Death to Israel, death to America." A horrific but obvious outcome made possible by the billions of taxpayer dollars handed over to the Iranian regime by a Biden administration that has become a danger to worldwide stability. John Bound reporting.
All right, that report's live at band.video and infowars.com. Okay, so let's talk facts here. What's the next layer of this, or the inner circle of it? Russia has won the war in Ukraine. Ukraine has totally collapsed. China has encircled Taiwan, is doing drills daily to invade, has expanded 1,000 miles out from their coast in the Philippines, the south, the Spratly Islands, and others, the north. And they are saying they may invade imminently. This is all a distraction from what's happening in Ukraine. But the big issue is, why was $7 million of weapons given to the Taliban that made its way there? By Biden. Why was $6 billion given a month ago exactly to them? Why is this not even being picked up?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
They're to blame for giving $7 billion to the Taliban of weapons. They're to blame for pumping all the weapons into Ukraine and Fast and Furious before that, we know, went to ISIS. That was the Attorney General under Obama, Eric Holder. They run the same play. Remember, it came out in government documents that Obama got hundreds of millions in U.S. taxpayer money to try to fund that jihad that took over our ally, the Egyptian government. They blew up hundreds of churches, killed hundreds of thousands of Christians and others. And then the Egyptians were able to kick the CIA out and take control of their government again. They want jihadis in control of the governments. They don't want Middle Eastern countries to have hotels and tourist meccas. And no, they want radical jihadis in control because they need that threat. They don't run the jihadis. They fund them. They protect them. They open the door to them, you know. Obama promised $800 million in aid to the Arab Spring, and he did it. Reuters. Folks, you can write down everything I say, and you can look it up, and it's true, okay? I have a small margin of error. And a lot of times people say, well, they're saying it's Hamas yesterday. People are in the comments on InfoWars after the live show. We archived it. They said, look at Jones saying it's Hezbollah. This guy has no understanding it's Hamas. Can he read the news? Today. Hamas says the attacks on Israel were backed mainly by Iran. Wall Street Journal. Hamas spokesperson says Iran gave support to surprise attack on Israel. Israel blames Iran for Hamas attack. A message from Iran. See that? This is tomorrow's news today. I'm not sitting around watching the NFL. I'm not sitting around playing tiddlywinks. All I do is study this. All I do is look at this. And I'm telling you, it's crystal clear now. They're going to use the environmental fear monger to cut off the energy. They're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to bring in all these people, Cloward and Piven, to break the social welfare net and the social contract. And then they're going to allow Islamic forces to launch massive terror attacks across Europe, across the UK, across the United States, across Canada, and there won't be put two and two together. Our governments let them in. Our governments arm them. Our governments are hijacked and waging war against us. And yes, I'm sad for the Israelis that were killed, and I denounce Hamas and Hezbollah, and I denounce those, Biden and others, that gave them the money and gave them the weapons through Ukraine and through Afghanistan. And I don't know exactly who's guilty in Israel, because I'm not involved in that internal war in Israel. 60% of Jews on average don't like Netanyahu. They don't like the judicial reforms. They say is a tyranny. It doesn't look like freedom to me. And they use the Jews as guinea pigs. So I stand with the people of Israel, and I want a better life for the people that are in the Gaza Strip and other places. I want peace, but I'm pulling back looking at the big picture. Why did Israel stand down? That's guaranteed it happened. Why did our government give $7 billion in weapons to the Taliban? Why did they give $6 billion to Iran last month? Why did they pump all the weapons to Ukraine? Why did they ship them via Fast and Furious to ISIS? Because it's a replay of the same thing. Our government funds Al-Qaeda / ISIS. They attack Syria, and then we ally with Al-Qaeda and southern Israel to attack Syria and Assad when they did nothing and try to remove them. And Netanyahu was involved in that, and so was Obama before it, and Trump and Vladimir Putin put a stop to it because Trump wants peace. So whether you're Netanyahu or his opposition, they're just as bad in leadership, or whether you're O'Biden or whether you're NATO, and Stoltenberg and all of them are the same crisis creators that get power out of the hysteria. How did Hitler become a dictator? Burning up his own government, building the Reichstag on February 27, 1933. It's the same tricks, the same playbooks. I hate the German government. The corrupt globalists they've got in there. I hate our corrupt government. It's not our government. And I don't like what the Israeli government's doing either. And I don't like what the Iranian government's doing. I don't like these governments because they got the same dirty Machiavellian playbooks they use over and over and over and over. And it gets worse. Now for this. Biden knows that Russia's won the war. Biden knows Americans are tired of the hundreds of billions we've sent to Ukraine while our cities rot and our veterans commit suicide. While the average American goes bankrupt, 60-something percent are hand-to-mouth right now. Overhead shot, please. Look at this. Biden may ask Congress for a $100 billion Ukraine aid package because he knows support's waning. So instead of getting $267 million a week, he wants $100 billion for the next year up front. Biden said request $100 billion. Putin's being misquoted. I actually watched the clip. They're saying he says the war will be over in a week. Putin said the war could be over in a week if the funding's cut. And Trump knows that too. Hamas surprise attack, a historic failure for Israel. Nope, they knew it was coming. The compartmentalization, 99% of the Jews didn't know it was coming. But the leadership knew. And Israel's been basically in a soft civil war, not going along with the being guinea pigs, not going along with losing their rights and becoming a governmental plutocracy, oligarchy. And so now the Jews are going to get in line, aren't they? Now they're going to kill the Arabs and Palestinians. Now they're going to get in line. Now they're not going to protest and crash the riot police. Now they're going to learn their lesson, just like Americans in 9/11. When they let the Islamists be involved and the globals were involved as well, attack us. And then the same thing's about to be done here. Mark my words, very soon, Islamists are going to hit Europe. They're going to hit Israel more. They're going to hit the United States. They're going to hit Canada. And in all these countries, the intelligence agencies and the security apparatus is going to use that to take more of our freedoms and legitimize the police state they set up that's for us. Hamas is the same parasitic group. Hezbollah acts just the same as the Israeli leadership and as the EU leadership and as our leadership. They're all the sick, satanic brain people. They can be Arab, they can be Jew, they can be German. These sick politicians act the same, and they use crises over and over again to scare us into submission. And because the virus didn't make us bow, and because the fake global warming didn't make us bow, and cutting off the food didn't make us bow, and all the open border, no, now it's going to be Islamic Jihad. Tomorrow's news today, you just watch. And their plans to take us off the air so we can't tell you what's going on. So let me talk about that. We got incredible products you need right now. If you want to continue to hear this show and you want to continue to hear us fight, you see how much attack we're under. We need your prayer, we need your word of mouth, and we need you to buy products that will blow you away at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended the trifecta sale, the biggest of the year, until tomorrow. It's got to stop. But I'm almost out of all the other products. I don't have a new sale. But we're going to run out of it, so I need to go ahead and sell the rest we've got at full price. But I need funds in right now. 40% off DNA Force Plus. 40% off Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid. You know what that does to clean your blood out, your joints, and your brain, and what it does for your body? All the experts say it's the answer. We got the strongest one out there. DNA Force Plus, PQQ, CoQ10, all these other incredible things that make your clean out your cells, make your telomeres last longer, energize your DNA. Real Red Pill Plus, oh my gosh, all these trace elements, all these things, all the preglinone, just all of it, you'll feel it. It is so powerful. 40% off when you get all three together, 25% off individually. We've got the turmeric toothpaste, the charcoal toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste that rebuilds your teeth, all the essential oils added, the very best toothpaste out there designed by my father, an oral surgeon and dentist. That's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. A little bit of Super Female Vitality left. Super Male sold out. Female's the same formula as for men, just different label. That funds the operation. And my new book. I've been signing these babies and getting them ready. You can get signed copies that are fundraisers, limited edition, or get unsigned right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Of The Great Awakening, we can't ship it till the 20th. That's only 12 days away, but it's in our warehouse. And it's way thicker, and the last book was great, all about the globalists and how evil they are and the total proof of their operation. This is all their latest operations and who they are and how to stop them, and then the alternate world we can build together. It's amazing. Get The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, and sold out for months and months, all three of InfoWars Platinum products, private labeled, three national bestsellers by a major pharmaceutical company that also makes supplements, HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, all discounted, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. All of these will enrich you. Go try them. Go make a straight donation at InfoWarsStore.com. Up at the top it says support. Make a one-time. Sign up for auto donate. Canceling time for free. Whatever you do, sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off your next order, Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to hit more news, more information, give the number out. Hour number two is coming up in 2 minutes. So everybody you know, tune in now, do it. You're the Paul Revere. You're the resistance. You are the unstoppable.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.